You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
This is the Freddie and Harry Podcast on ESPN Radio.
And welcome to the best show on your radio. You know it better as Freddie and Harry. Thank you very much. With Harry Douglas, I'm Freddie Coleman. We are presented by Progressive Insurance on SiriusXM Channel 80, the ESPN app. Don't forget about us on TuneIn and always tell your smart speaker to play ESPN Radio. If you need a place to be safe in 10 minutes, a safe space is there for you. No judgment, no interruptions, nobody to get in the way of your space time. So we'll take your calls at 888-SAY-ESPN. That is 888-729-3776 because everybody can use a little safe space and you'll get a chance to get yours at 888-729-3776. Well, Jaden Daniels does not need a safe space when it comes to two things. A, where he's going to go in the NFL draft. He's going top three, the LSU quarterback and Heisman Trophy winner. And B, after his pro day was said and done today at LSU, Louis Riddick, who was there as an ESPN NFL analyst, he could not even wax more poetic about Jaden Daniels when he had a chance to join Carlin versus Joe to talk about one Mr. Daniels.
If I'm Chicago right now, like, I'm seriously sitting there going, who do we take? Do we take this guy number one? Because for me, look, I got to see both him and Caleb now back-to-back, and I love talking to Caleb, and I love the way, you know, he kind of contextualized everything that's going on with him right now. And with Jaden, the same way, just so composed, so mature, has a great sense of where he still needs to go and what he needs to work on. The way he got around with his teammates today, this kid is special. This kid for me is QB1. And I think talking to the people around here who were here at this workout, where there was darn near every team was here today, I think there's a lot of people looking at this going, he may just be QB1.
So he may be QB1. The Chicago Bears are probably not going to take Jaden Daniels at QB1. But can you imagine? And I don't want to root for chaos or root for distractions, but can you imagine less than a month from now with the first pick of the 2024 NFL draft, the Chicago Bears select Jaden Daniels. Oh! That's the kind of chaos that I would love to see the reaction to that. If they slide that way, how Louis Riddick thinks about Jaden Daniels, thinking, yeah, Caleb Williams is terrific, but that guy may turn to be a better NFL quarterback if he's taken number one by the Chicago Bears. If the Bears did that, Twitter would literally break and melt at the same time if the Bears decided to do what many people thought they were going to do and do the opposite.
The funny thing about what you just said, Freddie, it's possible, right? What we know about the NFL draft is it's all about what team likes what player the most. And if through the evaluation, the Chicago Bears and Ryan Poles and Matt Eberflus and Shane Waldron, they come to the conclusion that Jaden Daniels, that they feel like is the best guy for the job to lead the Chicago Bears to a place that they haven't been in a very, very long time since they lost to the Indianapolis Colts in the Super Bowl.
It's so long ago now.
Then they're going to take that player. Now, here's the thing. When you have a Ryan Poles who was the director of college scouting when he was with the Kansas City Chiefs, he seen what it looked like reviewing the film of a Patrick Mahomes. So when you're reviewing Jaden Daniels and you're reviewing Caleb Williams, you say to yourself, okay, are there any similarities? I know this quarterback is going to be for our team, but I was on the other side of things in Kansas City with the quarterback that we view as the standard in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
Are there any kind of similarities? And I think you also, that's one of the factors you have to base into this. On top of, there's not going to be a better situation that I feel like a number one quarterback being drafted in the NFL will go into than with the Chicago Bears.
Okay.
They have two number one wide receivers in DJ Moore and Keaton Allen. They're three deep at the running back position, two solid tight ends. Mm-hmm. They're going to continuously get better. That defense, when they traded for Montez Sweat, got not a little better, but hella better. And really, really started to play some good football. And we've seen that within the Chicago Bears. And Matt Eberflus, as bad as things started, he did a decent job not letting the ship sink.
Absolutely. Give him credit for that. No doubt about that.
He kept things together amongst that organization, and players were still playing their hearts out. So we have to give him credit for that. But if they decide that Jaden Daniels is the guy, me personally, I still feel like Caleb Williams is the number one. But whoever they feel like is the best, that's who they're going to take.
Yeah. Can you imagine if they take Jaden Daniels number one? The sound you hear will be from Caleb Williams going, yippee, because he's from the DMV, the Washington, D.C. area. The team that has the number two pick are the Washington Commanders. You know they would love nothing better where they have a chance to bring a homeboy home and play in front of the folks, in front of the friends and family. So the Bears like Jaden Daniels more than Caleb Williams, as they have more of their draft evaluation and draft process. And believe me, I don't think it's going to happen. I think he's clearly going number one to the Chicago Bears when it comes to Caleb Williams. But that doesn't mean that the Chicago Bears haven't thought about it, because one of Jaden Daniels' visits will be with the Chicago Bears alongside the Commanders, the Vikings, a couple other teams as well, in addition to the New England Patriots. So he's going to have a chance to visit with teams. And if he believes that he should be that number one spot guy, he has a chance to make that kind of impression, because he will have an audience from a Chicago Bears team that presumably will take a Caleb Williams with the number one pick. But that doesn't mean they're not going to do all their homework to make sure they're making the right choice.
Freddie, I'm glad that we're talking about these two guys in this light, because we're talking about two guys in back-to-back years in which Caleb Williams won the Heisman Trophy Award in 2022. Jaden Daniels won it in 2023. And when you look at the two guys, now if we're just talking about playing from the pocket and playing on time, Jaden Daniels showed that better than Caleb Williams did in 2023. But there are also some things that I see from Caleb Williams that I'm like, dang, I don't think you can coach that.
Okay, so who's the better pro prospect then, in your opinion, on the Harry Douglas board?
I have Caleb as one. Okay. I have Jaden as two, but it's right underneath. But I can't sit up here and say who's going to be the better pro prospect, because
so I'm not asking that. Yeah.
Oh, okay. I was about to say, because every quarterback that entered the draft, hell, we don't know.
Yeah, I'm talking about going.
We assume.
Right. I'm talking about going into this draft. Who do you believe is a better prospect? I'm not talking about looking and playing the futures game. Don't look at that Harry Douglas crystal ball. I could care less about that, because enough people do that as it is. And then they have the nerve to look surprised when people give them shade when their opinions and their prognostications turn out to be wrong. I'm talking about right now going into the draft, going into the NFL. Who do you believe is the better pro prospect? And you said Caleb Williams.
I like Caleb Williams. I do.
Okay. We'll see when it comes to the Bears.
I like Caleb Williams.
Yeah, I like Caleb Williams as well, even though I didn't realize that Jaden Daniels was 3 inches taller than him. Jaden Daniels is 6'4", and Caleb Williams is 6'1". You would think they were the same height.
Lewis Riddick just posted a picture of him and Jaden Daniels. And Lewis Riddick is not a small human being.
No, he's not. No, he's not.
And you can just see the height difference between Jaden Daniels and Lewis Riddick.
No doubt. Exactly. Well, another impressive pro day happened there. Malik Nabers, wide receiver out of LSU, ran a 4.3540. To say he was flying would be an understatement. And ESPN NFL insider Adam Schefter, he said there are plenty of NFL personnel men. He put this on Twitter. Adam Schefter, they believe that Malik Nabers is the top wideout in this draft class. And you're saying to yourself, is it Marvin Harrison Jr. from Ohio State in this draft class? Check out what Malik Nabers had to say about who should be that number one WR.
How aware are you of the debate that's starting to really heat up about who's the number one receiver in this draft? How aware are you of that? How much do you care?
Very aware. You know, I care about it, you know, a lot more. You know, if you were asking Justin Jefferson the same thing when he came out, he would be saying the same thing, because a lot of those guys had him as receiver two, receiver three. And, you know, look where he is now. So I would say that dog mentality doesn't stop no matter, you know, what rank that we go in. You know, we're always going to be based as wide receiver one. And if we don't get there, or they don't put us there, we're going to show you why.
Right.
So even if I get put at receiver, when I know that guy is going to be right behind me trying to prove everybody wrong. So, you know, it's going to always be a battle between, you know, us three or us two.
If I didn't know any better, it seems like Malik Nabers went to that Harry Douglas school of confidence when it comes to playing wide receiver and being that dude in the National Football League.
Well, to play that position, you definitely have to have it. And you understand who's the alpha and who's not the alpha. Mm-hmm. But I think when I look at the two prospects, Malik Nabers and Marvin Harrison Jr., There's something that I cannot get out of my mind, and it's the simple fact that Marvin Harrison Jr. is a second-generational professional,
right,
about
to
be a second-generation professional.
Uh-huh.
And I've said the last 2 or 3 years, knowing a lot of general managers and owners in different sports, Freddie, that if it's one thing they love, it's those second-generational kids.
Sure.
Because they grew up around money. They grew up around the work ethic. And nothing is a wow or a surprise to them. And they understand what's at stake when they're playing whatever respected sport that they're playing.
Mm-hmm.
We just heard Marvin Harrison Jr.'s father just say, we're not training for no 40-yard dash and no vertical jump. We're doing football drills. We're training for the NFL season. That's the difference between a second-generational human being,
sure,
that has that leverage also,
right,
and everybody else.
Yeah, that's a great point, because look at Patrick Mahomes. He wasn't overwhelmed by meeting football players and celebrities because his dad was a baseball player. He was around it his whole entire life.
Patrick Surtain,
Jr. Yeah,
look at him.
Yeah, we're starting to see that more and more. Sons and grandsons of guys that we watched or you played against having their descendants having a chance to play in that kind of stage. We're going to start seeing that with women as well. A lot of these superstar women, we're going to start seeing their children having an effect in different professional sports the more and more we get older.
But, like, look at Deion Sanders' son, Shador, right?
Yeah.
You're not going to be able to wow him or surprise him. These guys are growing up around money. So when they get their money, they're not going crazy. They're accustomed to having it.
Yeah, believe me. Shador Sanders thinking, no one's a bigger celebrity than my daddy, so I'm good.
Christian McCaffrey.
Ed McCaffrey, yeah. It just goes on and on and on because having a chance to be around that environment. Great stuff by Harry Douglas. I'm Freddie Coleman. Together we are Freddie and Harry on ESPN Radio, presented by Progressive Insurance. Progressive Commercial Insurance can protect your small business with over 30 coverage options, an easy-to-use mobile app, personalized discounts, and more. So get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Discounts and coverage selections not available in all states or all situations.
This is your safe space, your sports therapy, your chance to get it off your chest. Safe Space with Freddie and Harry.
By the way, a quick early safe space. Jay Fields hit us on Twitter at Coleman ESPN and H. Douglas 83 saying, I listen to you guys every day. I had to follow your guy. I'm a big fan of you guys. Keep doing what y'all doing. And by the way, he said, how are you? From Jay Fields hanging out with us on social media at Coleman ESPN and at H. Douglas 83. That's the kind of safe space we're looking for. It's all about you, not about us. We appreciate you taking the time because it's time for you to take over, and nothing is going to get in the way of your safe space at 888-SAY-ESPN. That is 888-729-3776. Peter in the great state of California. Big Pete, kick off the safe space.
How are you guys doing? You guys seem like you're some pretty chill dudes, and so I don't know how you're going to feel about this one. But I fell in love with the Warriors back at Oracle. And everybody's dancing and partying at the stadium, and then they move over to Chase, and everybody's sitting down, and I kind of thought it might have been just some move, right? But I've also enjoyed going to games at Golden 1, seeing the Sacramento Kings, and they have this great fan base as well. But now everybody's just sitting down the whole game. I'm paying $200 a night to go to one of these games, and everybody's just sitting down. It's like, I feel like I'm jumping up and down more on my couch at home than the average fan. Am I crazy or am I just old?
No, you're not crazy. You're not just old. A lot of people have too much time to sit and look at their phones. That's what it is. Yep. So, Peter, you are not crazy. You are not old. It's not criticizing the generation that it is, just saying what it is. A lot of people will want to show and be seen or show their faces there, and a lot of that includes just sitting down and looking at their phones and have a conversation while the action's going on. Just putting it out there. Todd in South Dakota, what you got for the safe space?
I got a story from the 1980s. I lived in North Dakota. My brother and I were going over to a basketball game in Montana. He was in one car, I was in another. Came back from the game. I was old enough to drink in Montana. Me and my friend stopped for a drink. My brother kept going with his friend and ran out of gas. We come back on the interstate, middle of nowhere, Badlands of North Dakota.
Mm-hmm.
We see his car on the side of the road. We pull over. He comes out from under the car, and we pick him up. We go back to town, drop my friend off, get another key. He'd locked himself out of the car in the middle of winter, so his coat wasn't there. He was next to the engine underneath it trying to stay warm. Got the gas, came back, said we got to get it because it's oil boom's going on. We got a decent stereo. We come back, driving back to get the car, and all of a sudden I see a flash out of the corner of my eyes, and I hit my car, end up stopping, thinking it's a deer, end up it's a coyote. We grab the coyote. We finally find it. There's 2 feet of snow on the ground. There's nothing, you know, nothing but snow, no traffic. Throw the coyote in the back of an RX-7, and we're driving down the road. He says, let me see that sucker. And I turn the interior light on, and the coyote is alive.
No.
Oh, no. Oh, no. I'm glad that he was able to find a safe space with a live coyote in his car.
I know.
Because that coyote thought his car was a safe space. Said, this is snuggly. I'm liking this.
Tasty gentleman in here. Pause.
What? Exactly.
I didn't mean that one.
Yes, you did.
Let me take that one back.
It's too late.
Already
out there like that coyote. Already out there as far as that goes. Wow. Joe in Maryland at 888-729-3776. I don't think you have a coyote story for us on Freddie Harris Safe Space, but Joe, what you got?
Freddie, thank you for taking my call. Harry, love you guys.
Appreciate you.
First time caller, and I just want to say, Freddie, you gotta let that good looking girl with the bad breath go. And right now that's Dak Prescott with $60 million. Let's start it all over. And Jerry, God bless you. God bless you, my man. But let's just start over.
I have never heard a description like that in my life. You gotta let the good looking girl with the bad breath go. I can't even argue that. That's one of the best descriptions I've heard.
That's a safe space in itself.
Yeah, you better find some safe space because when someone's got dragon breath,
I don't know.
No.
Depending on how bad she is, you might be willing to put up with some stuff.
No, you might identify the warning signs. When you got a girl, we good, but we still good. There's no way in hell. Yes, Harry. Tell it, Harry.
Ain't no way. That breath hot?
Exactly. No. No, no, hell. That's not just a no. That's a hell no. Period. That's a bad breath.
Hygiene is the most important thing in my life.
Yeah.
Thank God my lovely wife has wonderful hygiene.
Mm-hmm. And even if she didn't, you wouldn't tell it on national radio anyway.
Well, I wouldn't be married to her if she did.
Well, that's another point as well. That's another good point. I'm at Devin Kane, one of our producers. He's got a safe space. So, Devin, what you got? And make sure it does not involve somebody named Sheila with bad breath.
Or Shay Shay.
No, not Shay Shay. You know what grinds my gears?
What's that?
When you're driving on the highway,
yeah.
And let's say someone's driving the left lane, a little slow,
yeah.
So you're forced to pass on the right.
Oh, yeah.
And then as soon as you pass on the right,
yeah.
They take offense to it, and then they start going faster on the left.
Oh, yeah.
What are we doing here?
You know what that's called? The state of Connecticut.
What are we doing, Freddie?
I have no idea. I'm not from the state of Connecticut. I live here and I work here.
So they were driving too slow?
No, driving too slow in the left lane.
Too slow in the left lane.
So I pass in the right, and then as soon as I pass, they start going faster.
Harry, I'm telling you.
Oh, so.
And then they look at me like.
Like you've done something wrong. Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, believe
me. So what if they're driving the speed limit and to you, it seems like they're driving too slow?
No. In Connecticut, they don't do that. If the speed limit is 65, they'll be in the left lane doing 60 or 62.
Yeah. Well,
then they get territorial.
Come on, guys.
No.
60 or 62 is not bad.
No, there's this thing called the flow of traffic.
We got to make sure we use our blinkers too when we're turning.
Well, yeah,
guys.
That's a thing. Yeah, we do that, Devin.
I'm changing my safe space. Yeah. I got a problem with Harry.
There we go. Attaboy, Devin. Get him.
I'm taking grub from you every day. For what?
Get him, Devin.
For who? For what?
How you, Devin? How you? There we go.
I want shirts made. Say how are you? How you?
How you? Yeah. HOWYUU. That's how this shirt's got to look. with the H-O-W crossing like in a circle and a Y-U-U underneath it forming a circle.
I almost messed up. I was like, how are you?
No.
Hey, I'm going to stop calling you Brother Dev now. Don't you do that to us.
I like that nickname.
Yeah. Leave his nickname alone based on the drivers in Connecticut. Period. One more quick one. Burger in West Virginia. Great name, by the way. Burger, what is your safe space, my friend?
I want to go, and I want to talk about how it was an absolute rap show in that Iowa versus WVU game. You know, mm-hmm. we got 5 free throws, and mm-hmm. they got how many? 20? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And we're calling Caitlin Clark the GOAT. Mm-hmm. She, and what? A third of her points came from the line.
Well, me and Freddie, well, we all was writing in the group text about that.
Yep.
And how mysteriously we started seeing a lot of fouls being called on West Virginia at a certain point during that ball game. 30 free throws for Iowa. They went 25 of 30. Mm-hmm. And West Virginia shot 5 free throws.
Amazing.
And I know I seen 2 fouls late in that ball game that I was like, they're not going to call that on Iowa, but they're calling those other fouls on the opposite end.
And believe
the
me.
The fix is on.
But I'm not going to say that. All angry tweets at Harry Douglas, HDouglas83.
I'm not going to say that. About angry tweets.
I know you know, but it seemed that a lot of touch fouls that were called in favor of Iowa.
Listen,
and not West Virginia.
I feel bad for West Virginia fans.
Yep.
But I'm very happy with the result because I want Caitlin Clark versus Angel Reese. I just do.
Okay, well, me
I just
too.
Do.
Me
You're
too.
Not the
me
only
too.
One.
Me too.
Yeah, and believe me, there were plenty of people that work at a certain place called ESPN that were going out with the bad air, in with the good air, because they did not want to see that happen. They weren't rooting against West Virginia, but they weren't exactly not rooting for West Virginia because that's where we are with Caitlin Clark. Keep weighing in. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Safe space is here for you. No judgment, no interruptions, nobody trying to get on the right side of you to pass you in the left lane. It is all about your lane and your space. 888-729-3776. Keep on ringing in on Freddie and Harry on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app.
The Freddie and Harry Podcast.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
It's the Wednesday Groove-a-thon edition of Freddie and Harry, presented by Progressive Insurance with my man Harry Douglas. I'm Freddie Coleman. Appreciate you joining us on the ESPN app, SiriusXM Channel 80, as well as TuneIn. And don't forget to tell your smart speaker. By the way, drivers who switch to Progressive could save big. Get a quote today at Progressive.com. If one is good, then two is better, especially when it comes to the chance to have you say whatever you got to say without any interruption.
This is your safe space. Your sports therapy. Your chance to get it off your chest. Safe Space with Freddie and Harry.
Triple Detroit, say ESPN, 888-729-3776. We are not going to get in your way. It's your lane. It's your space. It is your time. Do with it whatever you want without any interruption from me, Harry, or anybody else. One of our favorites is Roy the truck driver, keeping this country going. Big Roy, take over the safe space.
Man, how y'all doing, first of all?
Appreciate you. We're doing well.
Y'all all right? Unique, peace, brother. Hope you're doing all right. Look, y'all know I'm in traffic all day, gum day, 11 hours a day, 5 days a week. Devin, I feel your pain, Bubba. You can't imagine. You ride with me for a month, I'll show you some stuff. You guys think y'all done seen stuff in football? Ride with me for about a month. You'll see stuff that I can't even say about on the radio. It's crazy. People cutting you off, then they want to flip me the finger. Oh, really? Okay. Got something for you. Don't let the lane run out because I ain't going to leave no room for you to get back on. I
Roy!
Ain't no truck driver. What?
Roy!
What?
You in an 18-wheeler.
Look, man, I don't care. I got somewhere to go. You guys out here playing around. I got freight to deliver on time. Come on now. Y'all out here playing around, putting on nylon, putting on fingernail polish, reading newspaper, texting in the middle lane. I'm like, what is wrong with y'all? Get out the way. Look, if you can't handle on the highway, don't you come out here with me because I ain't got time. I got to go. I got to get it. I got to get it.
We love Roy the truck driver. Roy said, I don't care.
Exactly. Roy's like, look, you're out here to drive. If you don't have your car in the living room watching TV or in the bedroom putting on makeup, why are you putting on makeup on my time on the roads out here that, in the United States?
That's the other thing.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't want to be cutting off anybody,
yeah.
You definitely don't want to be cutting off somebody, a truck driver exactly. In an 18-wheeler.
Yep.
You're not equipped to deal with that. If they have road rage, you're not equipped to do. Like, people be smarter on the road.
As my wife says, no matter what you think, they always have hand mm-hmm. when it comes to truck drivers because they got a lot more than you have if something gets really crucial and gets into a kind of crash, bang, smash, up kind of way. Stop laughing, Harry. Ryan in Denver.
They don't have more than me, Freddie. I don't know what you talk about.
Yeah, they do. I bet you their truck's bigger than yours. Ryan in Denver, what you got for the safe space?
Oh, I don't know if I've just been delusional or holding out hope, uh-huh. but I went to Washington State University, go Cougs.
Yep.
And with the Pac-12 falling apart, I always held out hope that we would find a home. But this last week, losing our basketball coach after making the tournament and our athletic director, it just feels like this really actually might be the end, and I don't know if we'll ever be Power 5 again.
But Ryan, can I ask you something? Because, you know, your mascot, the Cougars, man, is very dynamic. Do you love Cougars?
Yes.
How bad? How much?
How much do I love the Cougars or just Cougars yes. in general, like the animal?
Just how much do you love the Cougars or Cougars, either one?
Tremendously.
Atta baby Ryan. That's Freddie and Harry for you, ladies and gentlemen.
God wants to have a word with you, by the way.
I'm going to talk to him tonight.
I bet you will.
He going to give me a little spanking.
If anything.
On my hand.
Yeah, thank you for clearing that up. One of our favorites is always the Mighty Wolf in Virginia, even though it's a safe space. We're always going to make sure he's safe in 3, 2, 1.
I respect my pack brothers, members, and associates on this boogie woogie Wednesday. Yeah. You know, I misinterpreted maybe ESPN, ESPN2, and ESPN. Woo! Because I'm taking safe space as a serious note,
okay.
If I may, gentlemen.
Sure.
And I hope I can get through this. You know, I coached a little ball. Everybody played ball, coached it, or they wanted to. They involved in their community and neighborhood. I know you gentlemen are also about the brotherhood kind of situation with fellowship. And I feel that way myself. But I want to say to you that I was one of those kids that got through a tough time. And it wasn't a moment or a dark night that I didn't have a flashback of a bad time in that experience.
Hmm.
And I want to say to you that you'll have children that you coach, but if you take your time and you notice them, they're in a corner or in a dark spot. Please, for the coaches out there that have a little post-traumatic stress disorder like I do, look for them. Bring them along. Talk to their parents or guardians and try to remember who they are because they'll show it to you. They talk to the coaches because they trust you. They'll let you know what's on their mind. You'll see them acting a little differently, and you can save a life. So try to reach out and make that happen. That's what I thought Safe Space was about. So yeah. I hate to bring you guys down, but I wanted to kind of express that. To
Wolf,
you.
I think you bring up a great point.
Absolutely.
Honestly, there are a few teammates that I had, man, that never thought they would live past age 18. But because it was a coach, because it may have been an uncle, somebody that actually seen them and invested their time in them, you know, they were able to become more than what they seen the vision as early on in their childhood. And that's the job of coaches, man. Older people that are in leadership positions is to make sure, man, you're able to grasp what these kids are going through, because I can't stand, Freddie, when people call kids bad. When you don't know what they've been through in their life.
Absolutely. You don't know exactly what kind of shoes that they had to put their feet in. No doubt about that.
And it's a lot of times that people like to tell kids what to do versus just listening to them, and you would figure out a lot about what's going on in their life by just being that listening ear for them.
Yeah. Sometimes plenty of kids are scared because they're not just afraid, but they're also afraid that no one's paying attention to them because they're in a scary situation. You don't know if a kid is good or bad if you don't know exactly what kind of shoes their feet have been in, and just make an automatic reaction to a visceral situation is not usually the best idea to have that kind of situation. Not all situations, but plenty of situations can be escalated when they don't need to be escalated because you don't know the context of exactly what that person may be going through or has gone through. Hollywood in Florida. Hollywood, what you got for the Safe Space at 888-729-3776?
Hey, guys, I appreciate you taking the call. So I am a Miami Heat fan. I need to talk to Amber Wilson. She would know better, maybe, than both of you. But in terms of Tyler Hero, is he ever going to play basketball ever again, or is his career over? I'm being sarcastic, but he missed 18 games, came back, is hurt again. Is he playing the rest of this year? And I love the guy, Mr. Miami Heat, I am. It just frustrates me. He signed it. And he barely plays. It's a miracle if he'll play 20 games this year.
When he's out there, he's terrific. When he's not out there, you get what you get when it comes to Tyler Hero, because they need him on the basketball court when it comes to Jimmy Butler to have any kind of chance to win in a playoff series. They got away with it last year, getting to the NBA Finals. The East is a lot better this year. They will not be able to get away with that if Tyler Hero's not even close to being as healthy as he wants to be, or as he should be, for the Miami Heat to have a chance of doing anything in the playoffs again.
You mentioned they got away with it in the Eastern Conference, but they did not get away with it in the NBA Finals, because his scoring really showed that they needed the Miami Heat, that is. Mm-hmm. And the lack of, that's why the Denver Nuggets were able to go on and win that national championship in a major deciding factor, fashion, I should say, moving forward. So I think Tyler Hero, he's a dynamic player. He's a guy that can put the ball in the basket. It's just about the best ability is availability. Freddie, we say that all the time on this show.
Yeah, you don't see somebody having clothing ability sitting on the sidelines. We know Tyler Hero has that drip game when it comes to dressing. They need his drip game out there in the basketball court to help out Jimmy Butler and everybody else. Mardi Gras Bob, what you got for us, my friend, part of the Safe Space?
I got a safe space, and it's with the NBA playoffs. I'm a little worried. Zion looks good this year, but I think we need to lay off Zion and, as a city, take some responsibility for why Zion sometimes has a little trouble pushing away from the table. I mean, you got crawfish etouffee, shrimp coming out of there. I mean, it's crawfish season. I think we need to take a good look at ourselves and say maybe we've not put the man in the best situation. You know, if he got drafted by the Suns, where they eat all that tofu and salad and all that kind of stuff, Zion might weigh 180 pounds. So I think we need to take a hard look at ourselves as a city and share in the blame with some of Zion's troubles.
Well, the best two things, in my opinion, when it comes to the city of New Orleans,
uh-huh.
their food and their women. I got me a Cajun gal over here in the Douglas household. Okay. So that food is hard to resist.
Mm-hmm. Well, I have relatives in Lafayette, Louisiana.
Them Cajuns are hard to resist, too.
Wow. We went there, didn't we?
But for Zion,
right
I would say...
Right from the dinner table to the blue lights in the basement, huh?
But let me say this about Zion.
Yeah.
He has done a tremendous job losing weight.
Absolutely.
Right now, they're a half game out of the 4 seed mm-hmm. in which the Los Angeles Clippers right. have that. And yeah. here's the bigger kicker.
What's that?
I have the New Orleans Pelicans okay. as the biggest threat to the Denver Nuggets in the Western Conference.
Yeah, you have spoken on that more than a couple of times. And for those who don't know, Zion Williamson, he's lost at least 25 pounds since January. You see exactly how he's been able to play and stay healthy. I don't think those beignets have been getting next to his waist days when it comes to Zion Williamson. He's left those alone because he knows exactly what he is and what that team is with him. A legitimate threat if he stays healthy in the Western Conference. He is Harry Douglas. Hit him on Twitter at HDouglas83. I'm Freddie Coleman. Hit me on Twitter at ColemanESPN. Thanks for joining us. I'm Freddie and Harry, presented by Progressive Insurance. What does hip-hop legend Ice Cube want to be in business with when it comes to Caitlin Clark of Iowa? Plus, a legend in our business decides it's time to walk away. That's next on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app.
The Freddie and Harry Podcast.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the Wednesday Groove with Jamboree, known as Freddie and Harry. He is Harry Douglas. I'm Freddie Coleman. Thanks for joining us on SiriusXM Channel 80. Also on TuneIn, and don't forget to tell your smart speaker to play ESPN Radio. We know you are busy. You got things to do, people to see, bills to take care of to make sure you can keep your head above water. You cannot be counted on to know everything and find out about everything. Lucky for you, that's where me and Harry come in.
They may not be the top stories of the day.
In other news.
But you need to be in the know. This is In Other News.
So why would Ice Cube want to be in business with Iowa basketball superstar Caitlin Clark? This way, for those who don't know or don't remember, Ice Cube owns the Big Three. It's a three-on-three league that happens every summer. It gets a lot of celebrities. It gets a lot of old-time NBA players. Players trying to make that money when it's all said and done. Well, Ice Cube confirmed on social media that they've extended a $5 million offer for Caitlin Clark to play in the Big Three this summer. He wrote on Twitter, and I quote, "We intended the offer to remain private while Caitlin Clark plays for the championship, but I won't deny what's now already out there. Big Three made a historic offer to Caitlin Clark. Why wouldn't we? Caitlin is a generational athlete who can achieve tremendous success in the Big Three," end quote.
I love it. And it's beneficial for both sides. You look at Caitlin Clark, yeah. And I think one of the things that a lot of us have been harping on when it comes to the WNBA is those terrific ladies being compensated properly, right, for their play. It's another reason why a lot of them go overseas and play the game of basketball because of the money being better. But you have Caitlin Clark with the opportunity to make $5 million. And how many games is it in the – I think it might be, what, like eight games?
It's no more than 12. We'll look that up. Keep talking.
But also for Ice Cube in the Big Three, being able to have that exposure with Caitlin Clark. We know she's a draw. People want to see her play the game. Mm-hmm. But also being the first woman to be able to be in the Big Three and seeing what mark she can make from that standpoint as well.
Yeah. One of the things about the Big Three, they do a really good job of promoting their games and making sure that you can find their games. It doesn't matter where you are or who you are, you're able to find that. They're about to go into their seventh season when it comes to the Big Three. Seventh season of Big Three. Many people said, man, what is he doing having this in the summertime? Who's going to watch this? Who's going to want to be a part of this? And yet you look up and once again, the Big Three is going to happen. So as of last year, there are 10 weeks in the Big Three. So that's 10 games. If he has Caitlin Clark play for 10 games at $5 million, she'll benefit if she wants to do it, although I don't think she's going to, and I understand why. But you know how much money he's going to make off of that? Just in advertising alone, with Caitlin Clark being a part of the Big Three schedule each and every week for 10 weeks?
Way more than $5 million. So if I'm Caitlin Clark, hey, let's go to 10. Up to Annie.
Well, make sure find out.
Listen, if you coming to me with five, then I need to up to Annie to 10.
Okay. That's the Harry Douglas way of negotiating. I like it.
There's a hell of a vision that you have, and there's a lot of money that could be made off of me.
All right.
Well, we're going up a 10.
Yeah, I don't know if she's going to do it, but we'll see if that's going to be the case when it comes to Caitlin Clark. And this just came down about 25 minutes ago. One of the legends in our business has decided to walk away. Longtime SportsCenter anchor John Anderson announced that he is retiring from SportsCenter at the end of June of 2024, which is right around the corner. He said, not in a statement, but he did part of a Inside Wisconsin Show podcast. He said, you know what? I've had a good run. I'm still going to do track and field events. I'm going to do the Boston Marathon, New York City Marathon. But he says it's time. It's time to step aside and let somebody else take over because I've had a really good run. He is still one of my favorite anchors of all time. The first time I saw him, I said, all right, who's the guy the Johnny Bravo haircut doing SportsCenter? But his writing, his humor, the way he was able to interact with so many different SportsCenter anchors. So John Anderson, longtime SportsCenter anchor, is going to retire at the end of June 2024, which is less than 3 months away. There's no doubt, Harry, he's going to be sorely missed.
Well, yes, and you know when it's time.
Absolutely.
Right? And for him, I wish him nothing but the best and success moving forward with the rest of his life. But like you mentioned, Freddie, he'll truly be missed because he was damn good at his job.
Yeah, I used to love when I worked at Game Night and where the studios were, where the old Game Night radio studios were, they would have to walk by that to come to SportsCenter. He comes strolling in one night and he goes, I'm glad you're doing this radio show, but stop wasting my time. I got to get to SportsCenter. And walked right to the studio and went right to the SportsCenter. Just departs right in when he did that. And he would do that every Saturday night when we were on SportsCenter. That's how we got to become friends and have a really cool relationship. John Anderson is going to be sorely, sorely missed. Amber and Ian comes your way next. For Harry Douglas, I'm Freddie Coleman. This has been Freddie and Harry on the mighty ESPN Radio.
Thanks for listening to the Freddie and Harry podcast on ESPN Radio. You can also listen to Freddie and Harry live weekdays from 3 to 7 Eastern on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, and on SiriusXM Channel 80. You can also watch and listen on the ESPN app. The Freddie and Harry Podcast.